remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes, our prayer shall be known both day and night. Say them always, all hail Biafra. Biafra, we have emerged triumphant from all our foes, through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious.
Good evening, wonderful people, great friends, wherever you are on this planet. We are welcoming you to this segment of our program, coming to you today from a place called Bristol in Virginia, in the eastern side of the United States. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, and this is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast on this day, the 16th of July, in the year of our Lord 2013. We came in from Canada, Toronto, this morning. There's been no sleep at all, but we're here to bring you views, commentary, and analysis regarding how we are all going to get Biafra. The race to restore Biafra to its former glory is gathering apace, not relenting. We are not shaking. We are not going to go into slumber, because anything we say we're going to do, that is precisely what we're going to do. Wherever you are on this earth, we are welcoming you. You can get Radio Biafra via www.radiobiafra.co, or you can go to peopleofbiafra.org. You can go to beliehumanrights.org, or you can go to indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. If you encounter any sort of problem on one, go to the other one. Do not stay where you are. Try any of these other websites. Further information is available on Facebook. If you go to Radio Biafra Facebook page, you will find subsequent information on how you can access all the information coming from Radio Biafra. For those of you who have not yet added your friends, we are asking you to do so. We are here in Bristol, in Virginia, in the United States. We are here in a place where there is a large concentration of our people, by which I mean Igbo Americans, people captured and taken into slavery in the United States. We are here to announce to the world once again about our ongoing efforts to restore the glory of Biafra. We thank everybody who helped us in Canada, especially the Ezuma family, Uche and the wife, Ogechukwu, and the lovely children, and all the Biafras that came out, including our veterans that came to see Radio Biafra when we were in Canada and we broadcast together. We are here today. Our people are working. They have gone to work. We came in. The arrangement was to go to New York. It wasn't finalized at the right time, and we already had our flight booked to come to a place called Tri-City. And we are here today broadcasting to you live. Fortunately for us, we have our dear sister who managed to come to join us, because I cannot do everything all on my own right now. So courtesy of our sister that asked from Malaysia last night, Chidera is here with us in the studio. She's managed to come. She doesn't live too far. Her place of residence is the next state from here. And we'll go to her to say hello to you before we give you the contact details for you to, with which you can contact us this afternoon from here in Bristol in Virginia, and evening in London, and also evening in Breffland. Please, Chidera, go ahead.
Good afternoon, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Chidera Akabo, and I'm welcoming you to this first segment of the broadcast from here, Bristol, Virginia.
Thank you very much. You know the number to get us on. It is still the same thing. It doesn't change. The number is +1 404 789 8796. I repeat, +1 404 789 8796. Our mission so far to United States and Canada has been excellent. Although we have tried to downplay the success we've had because we wanted more people to become engaged, the message is spreading, the news is spreading, and the march towards Biafra is relentless. As you all well know, with Radio Biafra, we're not going to retreat. Neither are we going to surrender. We only have one mission in mind, which we must explain to our people. It is either we get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra. There is no third option. We are not going to go on exile. We are not going to negotiate with the federal government of Nigeria. We will not negotiate with the compromised politicians you have in Igbo land. We will not do anything to bring the name of Biafra into disrepute. Anybody using the name of Biafra to perpetrate any type of crime, anybody using the name of Biafra to commit slander, anybody using the name of Biafra to cheat and dupe people will be exposed by Radio Biafra. That is where we need our transmitter. Once the transmitter is fully functioning, we'll install it in Biafra land and then tell people that we have finally arrived. We are welcoming you once again. You can also call us on Skype, as you know. Give us some time before you start calling us, preferably about 30 to 35 minutes. We will tell you when to start calling Radio Biafra. We thank all of you listeners who have made Radio Biafra what it is. We ask you to please get your friends to come and listen to Radio Biafra, and you must please warn them that Radio Biafra speaks the truth. We are here to preach the gospel of truth and honesty. Any other thing is unacceptable. And very soon, the unity that people are yearning and craving about will become a thing of reality. Not just wishing unity. You must have unity based on truth, based on honesty, based on trust, based on the pursuit of Biafra and nothing else. Not a unity based on settlement, on prevarication, on issuing press releases. No, we don't want that. Someday, people will understand why Radio Biafra is adamant that there will be no fraud and no criminality associated with the pursuit of Biafra. We are welcoming you wherever you are on this planet. Please, our number have now changed from the one in Canada to the one in the United States we were using before we went to Canada. The number is +1 404 789 8796. We want to see if Barrister Mamezu is able to join us from London. Is that Barrister Mamezu? Hello? No, it's not him. We're hoping to be joined by Barrister Mamezu from London. And as soon as he's able to get through to us, we'll be able to let you know. Thank you once again that our line is working. It is +1 404 789 8796. Once again, and I think I need to repeat that. It's +1, which is the code for US, 404 789 8796. For those of you in the US, of course, some of you are working right now. The number to call is 404-789-8796. Once again, we are welcoming you to our program. We'll be going to our sister to please give us the headlines and accompanying news summaries so we can go on to analyze the news and also be able to take your calls, because without you, Radio Biafra is nothing. Please go ahead.
The news headlines. We are reporting today that there are groups seeking to arrest Sudanese President al-Bashir. Army operation continues against Boko Haram. Also that Alhaji Balarabe Musa doubts sincere polls in 2015. In Gombe State, gunmen killed two policemen. And lastly, Northern youths condemn planned replacement of Sambo for 2015. The news in detail. An Abuja Federal High Court was on Monday asked to order the federal government to arrest and surrender to the International Criminal Court Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir. This came as the United Kingdom expressed disappointment in Nigeria for hosting the Sudanese president. Al-Bashir is in Nigeria to attend an African Union conference on HIV/AIDS. The Sudanese president reportedly arrived at the Nnamdi Azikiwe International Airport, Abuja, on Sunday, where the Minister of Police Affairs, Caleb Olubolade, received him on behalf of President Goodluck Jonathan. Defense headquarters in Abuja yesterday said the ceasefire agreement signed between federal government and the Boko Haram sect had not been communicated to it. Consequently, Director of Defense Information, Brigadier General Chris Olukolade, said the military operation to rid the northeast part of the country of terrorists would continue. Olukolade noted that the issue of ceasefire was the outcome of the political element of the attempt to solve the Boko Haram crisis, adding that questions on the ceasefire should be directed to the political authority. Second Republic Governor of Kaduna State, Alhaji Balarabe Musa, has doubted the ability of the Independent National Electoral Commission to conduct credible polls in 2015. Musa, who is the National Chairman of Congress of Nigerian Political Party, said as long as the commission was not granted full autonomy, it would be unable to discharge its mandate without manipulation. The former governor of the old Kaduna State told the News Agency of Nigeria in Kaduna that the issues inhibiting acceptable polls in the country ought to be addressed so as to ensure that the votes of Nigerians are counted. Northern youths reacted angrily to the rumored plan by the presidency to replace the vice president Namadi Sambo with the former Zamfara State governor, Senator Ahmed Sani Yerima, as a means of winning the support of more Muslims ahead of 2015 election. President Jonathan, facing some resistance from the north, was said to have met with the former Zamfara governor on how he could help mobilize bloc support from the region for his re-election. The president, who met with some Muslim scholars on his anticipated second-term bid, was said to have been impressed by the senator's role in facilitating the meeting. It was gathered that the senator promised to mobilize support for him. However, the president of the Arewa Youth Forum, Gambo Gujungu, told Vanguard last night that the North would never support Jonathan in 2015, whether he used Sambo or Yerima as running mate.
Thank you very much for that. Those are our headlines. This day, the 16th of July in the year of our Lord 2013. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, please, we also advise you to contact your friends and tell them to listen to Radio Biafra. That is how we know people who are genuine. Thank you very much for the news headlines, Chidera. And thank you also to Valentine Onyabo. Valentine Onyabo wrote in from London. We keep forgetting to tell you that you can also text Radio Biafra. You can text us by going to the number that is showing on the top right hand corner of your screen. That is the studio line, and then be able to give us the detail. Once you do so, send it to us. We'll be able to read it out on air. The number, once again, if you want to send us text message, I'm so tired, I'm getting my words crossed, is +1 404 +1 (1) 7 8 9 8 7 9 6. I repeat, +1 (404) 7 8 9 8 7 9 6. Please, you can also send us a text message. Valentine Onyabo, writing from the United Kingdom, thank you very much. He's wishing us Johnny Mercies. He says, "Hi, Nnamdi and Chidera. It's nice to hear your voices again. I also thank God for Johnny Mercy he has granted you to on this very important tour of the USA and Canada." Here's Valentine. This is Valentine Swabo, who is, incidentally, a very devoted follower of Radio Biafra from its inception, a supporter of Radio Biafra in more ways than one. Thank you very much for that. And for those of you also sending us messages on Skype, we should be able to read that out later. We thank you wherever you are. We are reporting this day that some groups are seeking to arrest the president of Sudan, Al-Bashir. We are going to find out the double standards of some people. Why do they want Al-Bashir arrested? And we want to remind our people that freedom fighting involves taking certain steps, both locally and internationally, to draw the attention of the world to the fight that you're engaged in. It is not about tittle-tattle on Facebook or email or bickering. No, there are some things you need to do. Unless you do those things, you will not succeed. Let us see why they want Al-Bashir to be arrested. And Abuja High Court, for that matter, was on Monday asked to order the federal government to arrest and surrender to the International Criminal Court the Sudanese president, Omar al-Bashir. This came as the United Kingdom, Britain. Listen very carefully. Our listeners must listen very, very carefully why this news we are presenting today is very, very important. The United Kingdom expressed disappointment in Nigeria for hosting the Sudanese president. Al-Bashir is in Nigeria to attend an African Union conference on HIV/AIDS. The Sudanese president reportedly arrived at the Nnamdi Azikiwe International Airport, Abuja, on Sunday, where the Minister of Police Affairs, Caleb Olubolade, received him on behalf of President Goodluck Jonathan. Barely 24 hours after his arrival, a coalition of non-governmental organizations, the Nigerian Coalition for the International Criminal Court, Legal Defense and Assistance Project, and Women Advocate Research and Documentation Center, approached the court to compel the federal government of Nigeria to enforce the ICC warrant for Al-Bashir's arrest. Now, let us find out why they want to arrest him. The ICC, the International Criminal Court in The Hague, issued the warrants on March 4, 2009 and July 12, 2010 after indicting him for crimes against humanity in the Darfur crisis. For people who don't know, the Darfur crisis is what, to put it in terms of scale, is what happened in Asaba. What the troops of Nigeria under Murtala Mohammed did in Asaba is exactly what happened in Darfur, and the whole world, including Britain, has rushed to the ICC to ask them to issue international arrest warrant for the Sudanese president Al-Bashir. Why is Gowon sunbathing in the south of France? Does the world not know that Gowon committed genocide against our people? Who doesn't know that Awolowo committed genocide against our people? Why are they not pursuing Gowon? Is there something we are supposed to do that we are not doing? Al-Bashir did what Murtala Mohammed did only in Asaba, and they issued warrants for his arrest. Gowon is at large, having killed 3.5 million of us, you and I listening. Our mothers, our fathers, our uncles, our sisters, we are killed by these people. The question we are asking is, why is Gowon still moving about free? No one has issued any arrest warrant for him. Have you asked yourself why? Is there something we are missing in this struggle for Biafra? Is there something that we are supposed to do we have not done? Why is it, by mere this statement alone that the ICC made, it has placed everybody in Darfur under the international radar that they are an endangered people? this is the type of way we are supposed to pursue our restoration of Biafra project. Everybody that committed crime against our people must be tried. Or are we saying, are the Biafrans listening this afternoon in the United States, the people listening past midnight in Malaysia and all the rest of the world, the people listening this evening in London and also in Biafra land, are you people saying that the lives of the people in Darfur is more important than Igbo lives? When people are online claiming that they are proud to be Igbo people, the Darfur people are proud of who they are. That is why they put pressure on everybody going to ensure that a sitting president in this world is being chased all over the place for crimes against humanity. How many people died in Darfur? Less than 100,000. How many people died in Biafra? 3.5 million. Now you do the maths. That is why when some of us get angry with this so-called Igbo nonsense, people don't understand it. It fails to get through their thick skull what we are talking about. How can we have people all over the world, here in America, in Canada, in Britain, where we are, in France, in Austria, in Sweden, in Italy, in Spain, in Germany, all over the world, go on is coming to Europe and having it large. They are living their lives. A Sudanese president that did 1/10 of what Murtala Mohammed did is being chased all over the place. Britain had the temerity to ask Nigerian government to arrest somebody for war crimes. When Gowon was in their backyard, they never did anything. When people loot, pillage and cheat, and they never do anything about it. This is to tell our people that our fight for Biafra is only beginning. There is work for everybody to do. Old and young, male and female, adult and child, everybody has a job to do. It cannot be left to Radio Biafra and Bilia Human Rights alone to pursue this thing in truth and honesty. Rather than running all over the place killing each other back home, rather than running all over the place taking money from Good Lord Jonathan, this is what freedom fighting is all about. And we are placing it on notice today that until Gowon is mentioned and indicted, this struggle has not started. Darfur is not yet independent, but they are chasing the Sudanese president. Why can't we do the same? Why are we sleeping? Why are we slumbering? Why are we waiting for other people to do it? Do we now understand the need for media? Do we now appreciate the need for a transmitter? The Darfur people are screaming every blessed day and the world have heard their cries. That is exactly what Radio Biafra is doing. We have the documentation and very soon something is going to happen. We will continue. The federal government was listed as defendant in the suit dated July 15, 2013 and filed on the same date. This was when they wanted Abashir to be arrested. Nigeria has a legal obligation under Article 89 of the Rome Statute of the ICC and Article 26 of the Vienna Convention on the laws of the treaties to arrest and surrender al-Bashir to the ICC. In other words, Nigeria itself has the powers to arrest Gowon, to go and dig up the bones of Awolowo, to go and arrest Haruna, to go and arrest Tiwa Danjuma, to arrest all the people that took part in the killing of Igbo people between 1966 and 1970. The killing of Biafrans between 1967 to 1970. Instead of them being in prison, they rewarded Danjuma with oil block from our own land, from Ebema. He killed people from Ebema. They are rewarding him with oil block coming from Biafra land. And people are telling me that we shouldn't be ashamed of ourselves. We ought to be ashamed of ourselves. Because if we are a proud race, as we claim, if we are people with intelligence, as we claim, if we are people who are proud, as we claim, how come people that killed our mothers, people that killed our fathers, people that killed our children are still walking about free, when ordinary tiny Darfur is there chasing the president of Sudan and have managed to succeed? When people are busy bickering, busy printing business cards, complimentary cards to give to Nigerian politicians, waiting for Nigerian politicians to give them money in America so they can go and buy houses. Other people are busy pursuing their national interests. They are busy doing what they are supposed to do. which is to hold to account everybody implicated in the killing of their own people. We are the only people that has forgiven and forgotten. But with Radio Biafra, that nonsense cannot happen. We are not going to forgive. We are not going to forget. If you don't like it, then you take a hike. But here, everybody that killed our person, even those doing it in the name of Biafra, we are going to hunt you down, all of you, one after the other. None of you is going to go free. The world must be made to live up to the obligation. The world must be made to live up to the Statute of Rome that says that if you go and kill unarmed civilians, you have committed crime against humanity. How come Gowon's case is different? When we had stories yesterday of them bombing marketplaces, that is our signature headline today, that Britain, of all people, is asking Nigeria to enforce Article 89 of the Rome Statute that says that people like Gowon should be in prison. Gowon should face trial in The Hague. Awolowo should be tried posthumously so that shame will befall Yoruba people for what they have done. If we don't do that, we are in very serious trouble. That this is Radio Biafra. We will keep reporting and keep telling people the truth until there is repentance on the part of each and every one of us. That this is Radio Biafra. Once again, if you wish to join us in our discussion, you know the number to call, please. And the number is
+1 404 789 8796. Again, +1 404 789 8796.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Everybody, as we are being reminded by Karamonde, is a stakeholder in the Biafran struggle. Everybody is a stakeholder in the Biafran struggle. We welcome everybody to be part of it. We are not driving anybody away. We want people to understand, to recognize that Biafra is here for all. If we don't do it, nobody is going to do it for us. If we don't do it, nobody is going to do it for us. It is our duty collectively as a people. If we fail to hold Gowon to account whilst he's still alive, we would have failed. These are the people being romanced by Rocha Sokorocha. These are the people dining with Rocha Sokorocha. These are the people that he invited to Imo State. Some of them gave him chieftaincy title. And people are wondering why God has abandoned us. They are wondering why. When somebody that killed you is like the Jews inviting Hitler to come to Jerusalem so they can make Hitler a chief in Jerusalem or make him the ruler of Jerusalem. That is what we are doing. We are insulting the memory of the people that sacrificed themselves willingly that we may be free. The people that placed this glorious name Biafra on the international map, that placed Biafra in the consciousness of mankind. They died that you and I may live. And what have we repaid them with? It's petty bickering. Things that don't have or make any sense at all. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, we're welcoming you. We are broadcasting from Bristol in Virginia in the United States. Yesterday, we were in Canada, in Toronto, in Canada, which went swimmingly well. And believe it or not, I have not slept for the past 26 hours. I have not slept. But we are continuing. The flight left very early this morning from Toronto. Very early this morning. As you well know, it takes you about 2 hours to check in. So for a 6:20 flight, you have to be at the airport for 4:20, knowing how prickly America is with their security. And when are you going to wake up to be able to do that? 3:30, about 3:30 to be driven to the airport. So I have not been able. In fact, after last night's program, it finished and then we had a meeting up until about 12:30. I packed up until about 2:30. I watched CNN for a bit and then it was morning again. So I have not been able to sleep. If I fall over my words, please do try and forgive me. We'll try and improve it as we go along. We are very grateful to all of you. Let us make sure that anybody calling, please call Radio Biafra. I don't know if we lost that call by mistake. There are people calling on the phone, and I know our lines are okay. Our lines are okay. Please give us the number again, please, if you may.
The number is +1 404 789 8796. Again, +1 404 789 8796.
Yes, and what is your take on what we are reporting? How only Sudanese people is managing to put pressure on India? It's quite strange, you know. Obasanjo invaded Odi. Odi took Nigeria to court. Nigeria paid compensation of over 30 billion. We fought a war. They took our properties. Nobody. They even took our money as well. Awolowo and his family took our money and shared to Yoruba people.
Well, it's very, very disappointing that we have. You said Gowon is in Spain now, right?
He's in the French Riviera. That's where he is.
Okay.
French
Riviera. Are there no Igbo people? Let me not say Biafrans, because Biafrans take actions. Are there no Igbo people there? And don't they know what he did to us during the Civil War? Oh, are there no attorneys, Igbo attorneys there that can charge him to court and prosecute him for what he did?
No, there isn't any.
That's really, that's terrible. I mean, this just, we have a lot of work to do. If we can't even take someone like Gowon to court, then is it facing Boko Haram that we're going to do?
Exactly. If we cannot take Gowon to court, how can we then defeat Boko Haram? Let us go and take this call. Our Skype sound was a little bit loud. We do apologize for that. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello, good evening from London. Here is Dr. Wilson.
Yes, go ahead.
Nandekana, thank you for the journey of mercy and my son and sake, Chidera.
Yes.
I thank you people for the job you are doing and for the news I'm hearing. I'm very, very angry, but it has become, they say that Ihiomagba for Uromenana. So my point today is it. I thank God that I'm the first person that is calling today, and I'm raising this point again. Anybody that see the head of a Mossop should lynch that man, Wazurike. Anybody that see Wazurike should lynch him, and that person must surely go to heaven. We should praise that person. Any person that see Wazurike should kill him. That's my point. Thank you, my brother.
But let's move forward. But why are you saying that? Why are you saying
yeah.
that? It sounds a bit harsh. Why are you saying that?
My brother, it is too much. It is too much. Mother and her husband is here. It's just too much. We need to deal with that. That man need to move away, out of our way, so that we can get what we are looking for.
Yes. Gowon is on holidays in France. He has not chased Gowon. They have not done anything. He's killing each other.
Let us solve the matter of Wazurike first, then we move outside. That's my point. That's all.
Thank you very much. We don't condone violence, do we?
Mm-mm.
No, we don't. We can understand how frustrating it is for Dr. Wilson and the likes of him. He is very, very upset. I understand that. I recognize his anger, and I respect it, because these are the things we ought to be doing. If had Masop come now to say that we are pursuing Gowon, we have this thing, or as Bilie is doing, we are doing that, or we are doing the other, then we'll go after him. We give every support. Why have you abandoned freedom fighting? If they ask you, oh, why are you doing what you're doing? You're saying you're using the cover of Biafra to go and destabilize people. The other time he made a statement on, on Ohaneze election. Are we there for Ohaneze election or there to get Biafra? Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra from Bristol in Virginia, United States.
Hello, Nandi, can you hear? Are you talking to me?
Of course, you called. So we are talking to you. Yes, go ahead. Yes.
Okay, please. I don't want to take your time. I just want to ask if you got the details I sent through Skype now.
Yes, got it. Okay. Yes, we got it, yes.
Okay, that is okay for me. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. Yes. He is one of the regular supporters of Radio Biafra to ensure that the work we are doing continues. If you're joining us for the very first time, that this is radio. In fact, it may sound strange to a few people. Here we speak the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. We have a very lengthy message from our dear brother, Ike Chukwu, who is the one coordinating Malaysia. We must read this out. He said, my dear brother, Canon Dewo, please, I want you to... Let's you can take this call, because what EKGP is saying is very, very critical. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello. I'm Nambu. This is Balus, and I'm calling from the UK.
Yes, Val, go ahead. The world is listening.
Yes, like I said earlier through the text, I really thank God for hearing me. I'm so happy hearing your voice, yourself, and that of Chidera. And I actually thank God for the very massive granted to you to this very important call. This important call of the U.S. and Canada. I just want to say, I'll be responding to a certain issue that became a big issue when one of the broadcasters in Toronto, and that is about the issue of us wanting or trying to say that either we have to allow people from the two states to be part of this struggle or not. I personally, on that day, wanted to tell that I was so busy, I couldn't. And things that it has been in my mind, I just was saying that if I can be sort of that very aspect, those are very sensitive issues. And I say, with all due respect to others who have heard their opinion. But I have to say that, in all honesty, I don't have anything against people from the state. But I think that if we are asking, fighting to get a right of referendum, from what has happened in East Timor and other places where that has happened in the past, there is a question that has been set. And I know that when the UN goes to organize such a referendum, they organize it in the areas that they have in their record. And in the Biafra that existed from 1967 to 70, I don't think the UK people were part of it. So the UN will likely organize a referendum on the areas that were Biafra, as they have it in their record. They will not organize a referendum on areas that want to be Biafra, but on areas that are Biafra in the record that they hold. So that we don't have the mistake of thinking that we are going to tell anyone to become Biafra overnight. It doesn't work that way, I think. I'm not sure sometimes people say we can even allow an answer to become a Biafra, or you're just thinking like that before a Biafra. I don't think that is possible. If maybe they are running away from prosecution, like the NEC, and they come to ask ourselves, okay, because we deny the first under the conventions we've signed with UN to provide a safe haven for such people. But I feel that if you start saying that the only person from the north can be a person, the person will be asked, then why do you want to go away in the first place? So we have to be very careful with such sensitive issues, and we have to stay focused on the issue. Those who are the Africans are already known by the world. There is a map. We are not fabricating anything. This is a fact. That based on something legal or 10 million people died is a fact. The issues we are talking about, the solution of the is a fact. Most of the things we are talking about are facts. We are not making any figures here. So, the issue of the them being that some people wanting to be is not something that we can easily dabble into. Because, let me tell you, during that war, some individuals of Haiti actually pointed the gun at the Africans and pulled the trigger and killed the Africans.
Yeah, it was because of the misunderstanding of what Banjo told him. Banjo told them that the army marching that got to Oro was going to take over Yoruba land. That was what Banjo told them. So everybody was upset that we're going to occupy their lands and to conquer them. So that was lies. We didn't have any media to counter it. There was no media that would carry what His Excellency was saying then. Dimo Dumegwojukwu, who was telling them that our intention was to go and capture Lagos to neutralize the government so that we can be free. People said we are marching to go and occupy land that didn't belong to us. So everybody that we went through their territory, once we crossed Abo, we saw us as being hostile. Even some Ishekiri people, even some Urobe people saw us as being hostile as well. So it was the misunderstanding there, because there was nobody to represent our voice. There was nobody to tell them that our march to Lagos was purely intended to secure our freedom because of what happened in the coup.
Yes.
So that what happened.
I thought I'd agree with you, Mando. But you also would agree with me that in the map of the answer that the UN currently have, that they are not part of it.
No, they cannot. They are not part of it. But what we are saying is that should people then wish to belong to Biafra? They should be allowed to belong. As our brother said, if they are coming to see, if somebody brings his entire village and say, this part of Edo, we are seeking asylum in Biafra, we can't let them go. We can't say, oh, we won't admit them. Biafra is going to be run on the will of the people. Not what the politicians say, not what somebody is saying, the will of the people. If the Biafrans get together and say, we want to expand the Biafran territory by peaceful means, by democracy, we allow people to come in. The will of the people is paramount. I can argue my point, you can argue your point, but ultimately we put it to a vote and the people will decide which opinion to go for. Every debate going through the Biafran parliament will be decided based on vote. Not what the president said, or what the vice, or whoever. No, that won't happen in Biafra. No, never. It won't happen where we come from. So the people will decide how they want their country to be run. And then we'll give it to them.
I agree with you anyway. I agree with you. You know, I just wanted to bring it up.
No, the point you raised is good. You know? I like it. It's very good. I like the points you raised to keep us in check and in perspective. That although that the map at the United Nations, the map that people have of Biafra, the map we submitted in court, you know what? In our case against Nigeria, we've given them the map of where Biafra is. But it's left for those people to join or not to join. We have agreed to respect the existing state boundaries in the place, with the exception of a Banke that they carved into a Edo state. We won't have it. They are coming with us. That's all we are saying.
Yes, absolutely. I quite agree.
Yes, thank you very much for calling, my dear brother. Thank you
very much. Well done, brother. Thank you. Well done, Chidera, as well. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, the message. Someone is calling.
Yes, who is calling again? Let us take this call. It is their program that decide what happens. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. Hello, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, their line is not stable at all. So I suggest they try and call us back. Yes, go ahead and tell us what they're saying. What did they write about?
This is Ikechukwu Enyago's message to you. He's saying,
I hope it's not a private. Is it readable message or is it private? I hope it's not a private because we don't want to read them private. No, these some parts of it are private. But we are making, we've gotten the gist of what he's saying is a very private message. That we have a group already in Malaysia. Malaysians are very strong people. They call Radio Biafra all the time. They send us messages. They offer their support in whatever way they can. But please, we are reminding everybody listening that Malaysia is already a group. We have people in Malaysia, and Ikechukwu Enyago is the coordinator in Malaysia. Please, let us take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, my name is Joko from Dallas.
Yes, Ezen Joko from... Please go ahead.
Yeah,
we are listening. Go ahead.
Nandi, I want to know if the apps will be out by tomorrow, as you have already said.
I am going to have to eat a very humble pie. The app was scheduled to come out tomorrow. We've started a series of tests on it. But those that built it did not give us precisely what we asked for. If the people want, we can publish the prototype of it so they can see it. So we have it. It's been, it's a very good question. We'll ask UCHMFO in London to give us an update, and also Chukwu the former from Australia to come on air and give us a live update. If not during this program, but the second program will run today at some point, albeit for only an hour. But everything was on hand to launch it tomorrow. We'll update you as to why it hasn't been launched yet, but it's been finished. They were waiting for one or two information to come from us, and those we were negotiating with was dragging out our time. Because if we go ahead and launch this very edition of the app, when we include that coming information, it will mean that everybody will then have to go back and reload the new app again with the new code that we want to insert in it. So they said we should rather wait and do everything together, but we will give you a more detailed update during the second segment this evening at some point.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. It's a private message. Ikechukwu, thank you very much. We received it as a private message. I won't read out on air. Please, we are reminding everybody that if you are in Malaysia and you want to join the Radio Biafra Consultative Council, which makes you automatically a member of Bilie Human Rights Initiative, all you need to do is to please contact Ikechukwu Enyiagu. All you need to do, put in IK in your dot in your go, which is IKE dot in your go, or that's all you need to do on Skype, and then you start chatting with them. Malaysia is very strong and want them to remain very strong. Also, we are reporting that Russia, we also have a Agujewe in Russia. We also have people in Russia. We are waiting. We also have people in Michael Iwanya is in Italy. We have people all over the place. Please ask. Ask. We are, there is nobody who will then tell you to go ahead and constitute one. The same way we have given them the authority in Toronto to start something, the same way Maureen and her husband Ndoka is also going to do something in Calgary, in Canada as well. It is happening all over the place. People say, oh, you're too harsh, or you're too... No, we are not. We know what we are doing. We must anchor everything we are doing on truth. I don't want tomorrow when you people hear that Radio Biafra editorial board has done something wrong or compromised the struggle, or that I have fallen, or that I have compromised the struggle, you will hold me to account. No, we want you to ask questions and hold us to account. That is how you build a good society. But we don't want the type of Biafra that you go into. That is why sometimes I debate, even I sink as low as possible to debate. It doesn't matter. I debate anywhere because it is the duty of all of us to continue to enlighten, to continue to guide where we can, to allow ourselves to guide other people, and also allow other people's thoughts and opinions to guide our thinking as well. Please hold us to account. The same way that Eze called from Dallas and said, you said app is coming tomorrow. Where is the app? That is what we want. Anything we tell you, hold us to account. That is how the New Biafra is going to work. Not the nonsense they are doing now. If a governor is coming, people leave everything. They go and wash their clothes. They take time off work to go and see them. No, we don't want that. We want your leaders, not your leaders, your servants, to be able to earn your trust and earn your respect. It is not given. The fact that we are here doesn't mean automatically we deserve respect. No, we don't. Let the work we do for our people speak volumes. Not our position, not our stature. This is Radio Biafra. We're welcoming you from wherever you are on this planet. On this day, the 16th day of July, in the year of our Lord 2013, I'm Nnamdi Kanu. I am at the temporary studios of Radio Biafra here in Bristol, Virginia, with our dear sister, Chidera Akabo, who has kindly joined because the people here are all at work. We are hoping somehow to be able to have some of them join us during the later segments of our program as we go on today. What has caught your fancy in terms of what we are reporting today on the headlines as well, especially around the single issue of what has happened? What is the difficulty with Gowon, that we can't take Gowon to court when everybody is there chasing, Al Bashir of Sudan.
With what I'm saying, we need to get more serious than we are. Even the other time, you were saying that if we had more,
when women start to speak, calls start to come in. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. We are in Bristol, in Virginia, in United States. Go ahead.
Hi, Nnamdi. Welcome back to United States from Canada.
Thank you.
This is Dr. Moses Wigwe calling you from Corpus Christi, Texas.
Dr. Moses Wigwe from Corpus Christi in Texas, the benefactor of Radio Biafra. You're welcome to the show. We thought you went missing.
Yes, I'm at work right now, and I had a news headline about how Al Bashir Sudan is in Nigeria, even though he is indicted by the International Court of Criminal Justice. So when you were reading this news, I was all depressed and unhappy. I had to get myself. I'm still very, very nervous to hear about this. As you said in the news, the number of people killed there is less than, I don't know how much, but it's not anywhere close to what happened in Biafra. And somebody like Gowon, Danjuma, Obasanjo, and Co, they are still working free. is a very big shame on all of us. I thought we would start fighting on this as soon as we get Biafra. I don't know if we can start right now. I know we have so many things on our plate. As I said, I would not mind, even if it's going to cost something, I wouldn't mind behind myself. If we can start now, tracking go on, then Juma, Obasanjo and the rest will try the International Court of Appeal. Give me that assignment, whatever it costs, give me that tab, I'll find money to do it. If we have to wait at the time, it may be too late.
Yes.
And also there's a caller that called from London, I think Dr. Wilson. He was saying something about cleaning was reeking. I don't think we're going to use this media, Radio Biafra, to campaign to eliminate anyone.
No, not at all. We are Igbo people. We don't kill people. We know our custom and our tradition. You don't kill an Igbo person because we are the children of God. Thou shalt not kill. It is a part of our folklore. We can't do such a thing. Radio Biafra cannot condone or support the killing of anybody, not now, not tomorrow, not in the future. Please go ahead.
Yeah, even Uwaziriki and his people, even though we don't agree what they are doing, and there's no government in Igbo land, that's what they are doing, not what they are doing. And the guy they are fighting with now is it Romino Onwuka? I think that was his assistant. So whatever happens, we don't know.
Yes.
And I understand that in the past, he has worked with Justice Eze Zubu. And what we need to do, when Radio Biafra goes back to London on this phase, I think the members of the editorial board will have to get in touch with Bilie and the Council of Elders. Maybe they will have a meeting and decide if they will send a delegate, Masob Uwaziriki and Chiteza Romeo, to understand that there is a government on ground. We don't want them to be running around, creating all kind of havoc in Igbo land. Because we have a government, and I think I said something on that, and I did write and post an article, a comment on that. I know some people may not agree with me, that's my own opinion, but we cannot allow Uwaziriki and Masob and Chief Ez Romney or whatever his name is to hold Igbo land hostage. We have a government. At a certain point, we need to have a meeting, go and talk to them, ask them, what do you want? We have a government on the ground. Igbo land is owned now by the government on the ground. We can't allow this to continue to happen.
Because thank you very much. People are laughing at us, and we want to stop it. We want our action to speak louder than our words. That is what we are doing. So we are grateful to you, Dr. Moses. You're not going to fund anything else. You've funded enough already. If we can't find the money, let's go scot-free. No. It's not my opinion. Biafrans are listening. They can make up their mind. So is the editorial board. But it is too much. Thank you very much for calling, my dear brother. And
let me put something in.
Go ahead.
I heard you say you have not slept for the last 24 hours.
Right now,
the Afro movement, we don't have Nelson Mandela. We don't have Dr. Martin Luther King. But you are the only voice we are hearing right now. But I'm not comparing to any of that. It's only you that are coming to action. So we need you. You have to have enough time to rest and sleep so that the struggle can continue. And thank you very much for the job you are doing.
And thank you very much for calling, and thank you for the support you're giving yourself. And Chukwudi Ifeoma will be remembered. And I also count Uchemefo amongst that very elite group, very, very elite group of people that has made Biafra proud. We are very, very proud of all of you for your contributions to this struggle. God bless you and your family. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, people are calling as always. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello?
Speak up, we can't hear you. Your name and where you are.
Hello. Good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
My name is Chukwemeka.
Can you turn your radio down and talk to us via Skype? Because we can hear the noise coming through.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Very clear. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I'm calling from India, from Mumbai.
From Mumbai in India. Go ahead. The world is India. Listening to your voice. Yeah. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, my brother, please, I want to say one thing against about Gowan.
Yes.
I believe that there is Igbo people, and we're in the Igbo, not France today, now. And more believe when we're in the Igbo, we're all in France there. Or what if Gowan, Akalero, Biafra, or Kalero, Igbo? Hello?
Yes, go. We are listening. Go ahead.
Watch your car. Ndi Igbo no France. Ga make here appear against Gowan. So that do tear the court. Let them bring him out to court. Even those men, those Obasanjo them, Babangida them. Well, this is the time for we to have our freedom. This is our time.
Yes, I agree with you. I agree with you completely. If we, nobody can go there, we can't go to French Riviera and say, go and bring us Gowan. A competent court of law has to sign the warrant. And that warrant will have the application for the warrant to arrest Gowan will have to be prepared by very powerful international lawyers.
Yeah.
And somebody has to pay them. And we are saying that we are all stake. We see there is so much job to be done. People don't understand. Media is only one aspect of. There is so much work to be done. There is work for everybody. Only if we can apply ourselves to what is at hand, there is work for everybody to do. There is so much work to be done that everybody on Radio Biafra Facebook page has a job to do. Even there is still more work to be done. People don't understand that. They are busy squabbling and looking for who will serve politicians. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you.
Why Nigeria government did not arrest this man, this so-called useless man, and take him out from that country? Because of that man is coming to, in that country because of terrorist plan. He works with the Al-Qaeda.
That is
president.
You are right. You are correct, though. You are correct. It's terrible. Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you. Give us your name and where you're calling from. The caller on the phone, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yes, my name is Chima. I'm calling from Russia.
China Gorom Chima from Russia. Go ahead. The world is listening to your voice. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay. I thank you very much for the wonderful talk you are doing for us. And again, I want to help me saying that Russia will be coordinating Russia. Please, I would like you to ask him to mention his phone number or phone so that we in the Russia can communicate to
the
media, please.
Thank you, my brother. Please, Agu Jebe, if you're listening, of course, I know you're listening, send us your number. Call Radio Biafra so we can announce your number on the air. You can announce your number. People are calling from Russia. It is as a result of the message that our brother sent. Ikechukwu Enyago sent from Malaysia, mentioning your name, that we must know that Malaysia is Ikechukwu is not controlled. Ikechukwu is in charge of, is serving the people of Malaysia. He's not leading. He is serving them on Abrahudibo, the same way that you're serving our people in Russia. Anybody doing, who wants to be a part of the new Biafra we're creating, has to see him or herself as a servant. Allow people to give you accolade. Don't give accolade to yourself, please. We are begging. So let us see. I think let us see if he's there. Chukwudi, stay where you are. Chukwudi from South Africa, stay where you are. Let us go to Skype for. Stay where you are, Chukwudi. Okay? Chukwudi, stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
This is Agu Jebe from Russia.
Agu Jebe, give our people your number, please, on the air so they can copy it down and call you so that Russia can take off the same way that Malaysia has. Please give us your number live on air. Go ahead.
Okay.
+7924 7734 7734 991 991 I repeat +7924 6737 349 91
Yeah, and my Skype, Agu Biafra.
And your Skype is Agu Biafra.
Russia, yeah. Agu Biafra, Russia.
Okay. Agu space.
Biafra. Yes.
Then space Russia. Russia. Uh-huh. Agu, yes, yes. Agu Tiger of Russia, yes. The Biafran Tiger in Russia. You know, Agu is Tiger. Odum is Lion. I hope you understand that.
Yes.
Do you want to change your name from Agu to Odum? It seems Odum is
It's okay. Agu is okay.
Okay, Agu is okay. Okay, then. We go with Agu for now. People must know. Thank you very much for calling and greet your wonderful family for me. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. That's our brother. Please, those calling from South Africa should try and call back. The number for Russia, please, Chidera, what's the number for Russia again?
The number for Russia is +792 677 349 91 Again, +792 677 349 91
Thank you very much. Let's go back to the line. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Ben Chukwuadiruke. I'm calling from Sweden.
From Sweden. Go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I just want to comment on what you said about Gowon and Bash from Sudan.
Yes.
That's why it's good for us to have 10-man committee in every country. For example, if we have 10-man committee in France now, even if they cannot arrest him or they cannot get warrant to arrest him, at least they can carry the Biafran posters, the people that died during the war, and write something and demonstrate in the place that Gowon lodged in the hotel, and let them know that Gowon have killed a lot of people and is now a free man walking in the street. They need to be in the court or in the jail or anywhere. It is not need to have a free liberty walking around the world. That's what I want to contribute, because I know since we don't have a free state of Biafra now, and it's very hard for us to arrest him or to get warrant from the International Court of Justice. But at least they will be afraid of going out when they see us carrying placard and demonstrating in any hotel they lodge or anywhere they want to hold a conference, and we'll go and disturb them there. It will be a shame to them, and the world will start knowing, asking questions, why are these people doing this? And with time they will know what they do, and it will be proven for them to travel out of that zoo called Nigeria. Thank you. That's what I want to say, and thank you for your job. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes, and greeting you as well, Chidera. Please go ahead.
Yeah, what I want to say is, I don't know, how many people do we have that have called in from France so far?
We have people in France. Of course we do. We have got people in France.
Those people that we have in France, isn't there any way they can make investigations to find out where Gowon is?
We know where he is. He's having the right number of people and to go and demonstrate where he is. We know where Gowon is.
Okay.
Yes, we know where he is.
We just don't have the numerical.
It's the number. It's the numerical strength that is lacking.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Once we have that, then we'll be able to. Anything is possible. That is why we want to have a 10-person committee, 10-man, 10-woman, or 10-man-woman committee in each and every major country. We must not forget that our people. What we said earlier about demonstration is still going ahead. We want to get our transmitter so that anything we are doing will be reported to our people. It is very strange that, or even the court case that we are doing, have you read about it in The Punch before? The answer is no. Or New Nation? No, they won't write about it. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello. Good evening, Mr. Nnamdi Kanu. This is Chike Dozim. I'm from Ihoma in Odo, Imo State.
Yes.
And I'm calling from Switzerland.
From Switzerland. Good man, go ahead. The world is listening to your voice. Go ahead.
Yes, brother, I want to appreciate you, actually, Father. It's unbelievable how you go on. It's from city to city. We can't thank you enough anyway. And I pray that the Almighty can continue to give you the grace, the power, the energy, the wisdom to go on for what you're doing for your people.
Thank you.
I don't have too much, actually. I just wanted to, I don't know if the information is available to you from Switzerland. Has there been anybody who registered from this side? Because I went to the Igbo meeting sometime last Sunday to inform them about what the movement going on, and a lot of people said, okay, they want to listen, and some say they're going to volunteer, but I don't know if there has been any volunteer from this side. Do you have this information?
Yes, if anybody want to volunteer to serve their country, it's still ongoing. All they need to do is to go to the website, and they will see where it has community, which is you want to volunteer to serve your community. You click on it, you see volunteer form. You fill it in. If you can't, if you're on Skype, you can send us a message on Skype and say, this is my name, this is my number, this is my address, this is what I want to do for my country. And we'll contact you. And that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Because I will tell you why we're doing it that way. The reason why, you see, is not that we don't have the money to go to newspapers in Nigeria and bribe them for them to write about Radio Biafra so we'll become popular and household name and very famous. No, we don't want to try that nonsense. We asked God to go and touch our people, the real, the genuine Biafrans, go into their heart and touch them. Let them look for where Radio Biafra is so that when they come to us, that we may point them to the indigenous people of Biafra. That we may point them to the guardianship of our Council of Elders. God, go and touch the real Biafrans. Let them go and seek the truth. So that when they see the truth, they will know. That's why we don't want to beg anybody. Look at every group that when they came out, when they go to the bathroom, they announce it on newspaper. When they go and pluck or mango, they announce it. When they go and pick Odara, they announce it. Where are they today? That is not how to do freedom fighting. Freedom fighting is not about marketing. You're not selling anything. You are involved in the task of rescuing your people in truth and honesty. We don't do advertisement at Radio Biafra.
No. That's very good. I just want to appeal to people here in Switzerland. I mean, it's going to be a shame. It's going to be a shame that when every country will be moving, when the demonstration, the protest will be called, and people and Switzerland will not be there. I'm pleading to Biafrans who are here, who we have a lot of them. We have people in Geneva, we have people in Zurich, we have people in Basel, we have people in Bern, everywhere. We have the organizations, and they said they are listening to Radio Biafra. It's not enough to listen to Radio Biafra. We need to get involved. So I'm pleading with each and every one of us who are living in Switzerland. Please, let us begin now to organize this 10-man committee. Not even because we want to be consultative, whatever. We want to be heard. We want to be heard when the world, when the time, when everybody has been called, when Biafrans are called, we want to be heard here in Switzerland. Because Switzerland is very important also. So please, I'm pleading with anybody who is listening from Switzerland, go to the Radio Biafra website community and see volunteer. Volunteer yourself, give in your number, and we will begin to get in touch and we'll begin to organize ourselves. This is very important. I can give my number right away. Anybody who is listening, please. Get
yes. Yeah, give us your number. For we have somebody in Switzerland. He pledged $1,000. In fact, he contacted us quietly. He pledged £1,000 and he redeemed it. from Switzerland. One of our brothers is there. I don't know if he's too busy. He contacted us via email. He pledged to donate, and he did. He paid. When we are saying that we have gotten up to 14,000, he is one of the people that paid 1,000, including Dr. Ozokwe and all the rest of them. And our dear brother dictated that we did the program with yesterday in Canada. So that is the thing. People are donating. So we have somebody in Switzerland that has donated. So that means he's serious. We'll get him to get in touch with you as well. But announce your number on the air so that you can begin to pull our people together in Switzerland. Please go ahead.
All right. My name is Chika Edozian. I live in Bern. And my number, telephone number, is +41 for Switzerland International Code, 076-442-3453. I repeat, +41.
Yes.
076.
Yes.
44.
Yes.
2-3-4-5-3.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. They'll be in touch with you. God bless you. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Ndokash. I'm calling from Greece.
Ndoka, you're calling from Greece, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I want to say something about this the debate in about to take single one and the other to court. Hello?
We are listening to you, so is the world. Please go ahead. The whole mankind is listening to you. Go ahead.
Yes. The demand for them is taking them to court. Yeah, from this. So taking them to court is main problem. And another one, our people never buy the transmitter. Yeah.
Yes.
Our people never buy. Are you listening to me?
Very loud and clear. Please go ahead. Don't just keep talking. Say what you want to say. Go ahead.
Our people never contribute money for £50,000 by the transmitter, and they talk about to go one and other people. Is that what? The other people all over the world, they have this money, but no one can bring this money out. But, you know, so this is the main problem.
Yes, we understand what you're saying. And go ahead.
Talking about the transmitter sense. How many months ago the new Biafran will come out and say I will do this or I will buy this? But now, to push you to the world to go on and take this Gowon and Obasanjo and other people, you know that these people are using oil money anyhow. You people know.
It's true. That is
so
true.
I don't buy the idea. Let them first pursue one first. Because the boss said, I think I shouldn't go there. I don't know what to do. We have to pursue one first by the transmitter. The transmitter is demanding anyone that will give you advice to do this, let them contribute money first and buy the transmitter. This is the main point. Before anything, some people will call you and tell you anything you will cost, I will come out. What was the transmitter? Okay, transmitter is something the person come out and do anything. The transmitter is on budget, is online. We are talking to buy transmitter. The transmitter, they never buy transmitter. For how many months? £50,000. But
yes,
people have this money.
Yes, that is true. We'll remind them. We'll remind them.
So,
in the call, we'll remind them.
These people abandon this transmitter. I'm talking about taking Gowon or Obasanjo and Babangida, other these people too. Easy to taking them to court. Okay, contribute money to taking them to court. Where is the money?
It's true.
I don't buy the idea. Let them buy the transmitter first. If our people have the money, let them buy the transmitter anything.
Yeah, so transmitter for you is the number one. The number one.
Let them buy transmitter first. So from this region, our people will know what is going on. Because there is no hype in that country.
We need to bring light.
I was never going by it during the Biafra war, but I know what happened in the number one anything.
Yes.
Because I know what happened during the Biafra war. It's from our village and everything happened. There's no light, there's nothing. Our people don't know what is going on in the at home in Biafra land.
Yes, we need to bring light to them. We need to bring light where there is darkness. That is what we need to do.
So that to back home, our people will know what is going on in Biafra land.
That is true. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, madam. You're coming from Greece. How many of you are in Greece anyway? How many of you are in Greece?
We are many here that our people cannot understand when you are telling them about Biafra. Some believe, some you know, I can't understand my people, you know.
Don't worry, you forgive them. They will come round, don't worry. Eventually they will come. They are all our people.
Okay,
the only people who forgive is Americans. Thank you very much. Thank you. I'll forgive all other people, but not the people in America. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. Hello. Do they know they called Radio Biafra? I don't think they know that. I don't think they know. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. What the last caller said really makes sense, because I think the transmitter should be a priority, because it takes care of all of the things. Because if we had a transmitter right now and we announced this that Gowon is, you would see within 5 minutes they would just alert everyone there and all get just over. So it should be the number one.
So transmitter is
primary
key.
Assignment for now. Yes.
But do we know what a transmitter does? Do our people know? Because some people are kicking against it. They're saying, why should you... Some idiot said, why don't you, the editorial board of Radio Biafra, go and take loan and buy the transmitter, and then people can repair them later on.
Who are those that will repair it? Spirits or human beings? From where? Those people that can repay, can't they bring the money now to buy it? Why must we use a loan to buy a transmitter? We cannot start with borrowed money. That's not how to lay a foundation. People are going to provide the money. And I don't think that person might be an Igbo person, not a Biafran, because Biafrans are very sensible not to make that kind of statement.
I agree with you. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Daniel Udoyimene. I'm from Ihiala local government.
Yes.
Osumoru. I just want to call and hear your voice. I've been following Radio Biafra. I'm so much impressed. I was very, very happy. I'm calling from Ukraine, Kyiv.
Yeah, Kyiv in Ukraine. Yeah. Yes.
Ukraine. So today is my first time. I'm very, very happy. I'm following up everything that people are doing.
Yes.
I know that these Hausa people are doing some rubbish and Yoruba people, and it is enough. Enough is enough. I'm very, very angry. I'm not happy about what is going on in Nigeria, called that Osu or whatsoever. Yes. Biafra must stand. Biafra must stand in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Whether they like it or not.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for what you have done,
Mr. Carlo. God bless you.
And you too.
This is my first time. I'll be following up. I'll do everything. Just tell me how to do everything so that I will follow up.
Yes. Start by organizing our people there in Ukraine. Talk to them.
Yeah.
You don't have to meet. You can meet on Skype. Talk to them. That's what.
Yeah,
you
that was a person that gave me this number to call and do everything. If I want to feed it for me, no matter what, I'm not hiding myself. If it is come out, I will come out. Let us do it one-on-one.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you
very much. Thank you. That is the spirit we like at Radio Biafra. People who are led by they find Radio Biafra, or Radio Biafra finds them mysteriously, and then they come out and give everything they have. We lead from the front. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, this same Yoruba pastors, there was something that they taught us. They changed whether you like it or not to whether you like it or yes. So that's what
That's how they get your money in the village.
Yeah, that's how they get it. So I think we should use that in this, because we must get Biafra. Just like you say, it's either we get it or we die trying to
get it. Of course,
so
that is not
whether they like it or yes, we are getting it.
This is Radio Biafra. For joining us for the very first time, we are here in a place called Bristol in Virginia. It's a very beautiful part of the world. Everything here is green, very quiet, very mild. It's great. But what we are promising is that the Biafra we are going to build is going to be better than this one. We are going to build a Biafra that will be more beautiful than this very place. So our people must know what we are pursuing, they must know what we are fighting for, and they must know that we're not going to relent until we get Biafra. Thank you very much, Uche, for that message, for clarification. Valentine. Valentine Osuala, thank you very much. How can I say Onyabo? Valentine Osuala Uche, thank you very much for that correction. We are very grateful for that. It's Valentine Osuala, dedicated Radio Biafra listener, avid Radio Biafra listener and contributor in every way, both in word and in action. From our inception, we are grateful to all our people. This is your station. Radio Biafra is your station. It belongs to you. That is why when you call, anything we are saying, we stop to take your call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us a name of where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Good evening. My name is Michael Wajago from Abuja, Benarumba, local government area, Anambra State. Let me say so that everybody understands me. I'm thanking God that He has led you from Canada back to US. It's not easy. It's not. There are some people who don't make it.
That is true.
So I thank God for that. What I'm trying to say is that the more I listen to Radio Biafra, the more I am educated about our people and our race.
Yes.
I have a friend that is from Delta State, Igbo Delta.
Yes.
And he is saying that he is from a car that is not Igbo. Actually, he lived in my house in Leveland before.
Why didn't you pursue him out? When he said that, why didn't you drive him out when he said he's not Igbo? You can't chop on
him. I told him, I thought that we are brothers. That's why I have you in my house. Just to cut the long story short, today I called him on phone. I said, what is the meaning of a car? And he was like asking me, what is the meaning of Igbo? I said, Igbo is a race born by one woman.
Yes.
And the car, as I understand, is an Igbo set of community that are in charge of astrologers.
That is correct. There are astrologers. That is correct, my dear brother. You know your history very well. Explain to them.
Yes. So I explained it to him, and he was he never heard it before. I said, ask your mother or ask elderly people for your place. My voice is sounding somehow. My nose is blocked, but I was trying to make sure that I called because was boring my heart.
Yes, you did well.
So, I explained it to him and asked him to go and find out. And I also told him about, do you know that Igbo is Biafra is as far as from where we are now till Mozambique, that there is an Igbo island.
Yes.
That you should go online and find that. You know, it's good. The work you are doing, people will not appreciate it at the moment, but with time, your name will be written in gold. The name of Biafra will be written in gold. The name of Radio Biafra Editorial Board and the Bileh Human Rights will be written in gold. When I went to the last meeting in Hackney, yeah, I was amazed. I saw Cairo Monde, I saw Wada Amara Chopra, and the rest of them. You know, when people are talking, sometimes you see the thoughts that if you don't see the critic, I think that they're Goliath. Yeah. But the size doesn't matter to what you can perform.
So, okay, that is true.
I was very, very happy, and I'm happy to see many people that came to that meeting. Keep on doing what they're doing, because a lot of us are listening and learning. Each and every day I keep on learning. Even I have to call. I called my uncle back home in the Ufuma in Anambra State. I said to him that, do you know that Radio Biafra, what you guys fought for, is still on course? He said, really? I said, yes. I said, hold on. By the grace of God, God will give us the power and the finance to be able to buy what we are looking to, expecting to buy, in order to broadcast so that everybody will hear it.
Mm-hmm.
The man was so happy. He was so happy. He was, it's a material. I saw his pictures and the posing on the Biafra wall. He's alive. He was praying for us and said that God will make it possible. These are the people, when you listen to them, you see them talk, you'll be happy. Not those who said, I'm a veteran, I went to war, and somebody even carry up even a bullet, and they run away. I call themselves veterans. Do keep doing what you're doing, God is with you, and at the end of the day, when this thing comes, she will catch all of them, those who are fighting against light. Because those who fight light is a darkness.
Of course. Only darkness can fight light, but light will always win.
Yeah, light is always, will always win. So I just want to say to you, welcome back to U.S. and I hope that this time around, the U.S. by now, they might have learned and be able to do what they're supposed to do.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
You very
they
much,
have
brother.
Learned, they have learned. Thank you very much and God bless you. Let's go and take this call. The caller on the line, those on Skype should wait, please. We'll come to you one after the other. This is your radio station. Give us your name and where you
Hello.
Are. Yes, your name and where you are.
My name is Victor. I'm a Christian.
And where
I'm
you
calling
from?
From Greece.
From Greece, go ahead, go ahead.
Yes.
Mr. So, Bwadi. Yes. The whole world is listening to you. Anna Nuhineku, go ahead. Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. Please, if you're calling us on Skype and you're not patient, I don't know how we are going to get Biafra. If your call is not costing you anything, you stay until it gets to your turn, and then we'll come to you, and then you'll be able to speak. This is your radio station, please. It belongs to you. And it, even if we are talking and you call, we'll try to take your call, as long as there is a bit of sequencing, as long as we'll be able to make sense, as long as the chain of thought is not broken, we will be able to take your call, please. We don't want you to just run away, please. We have a caller on Skype. Please start by giving us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype. Ah, God, we're getting your name and where you are.
This is Nonso Sogi Ejirika from Obeluru in Olo, local government area of Imo State from Spain, Barcelona.
Go ahead, good man, go ahead.
I just want to say something about our people. You know, I tell you before, from starting from last year, about our people having a very good, big problem. And that is from one. I want to count it. It's three. One is our brothers from the River Rhine, Delta State. I've been living with a lot of them for a long time. The problem is there. Nigerian newspaper always write bad thing about Igbo people. You know, these people don't want to associate with the bad guy. Nobody wants to be a brother or a friend to the bad guy. So now they see us as a bad people. And apart from that, and this generation of people now, don't know anything about Igbo people. They don't even have the history, because they are from babysitters to boy, from boy to Europe or to anywhere, or grown up. So the problem is from the media. So that's why I'm begging for this transmitter to be online. If we have the transmitter, Nandi, I tell you, everything will be okay with time. Our people have a very serious problem. I say it before, I say it again. The problem is information. The people in the River Rhine know us as the bad guy through Nigerian media. Apart from that, our people don't have the information. They don't even know what the Igbo mean. So this is the problem. So if we get this transmitter, I hope Akujese will come online and educate these people. They have a very serious problem. And you don't understand. I've been here for a very long time. I've been with our people. My father is a very popular man in Ogbero, in all local government area of Imo State. So I know our people very well. The problem is there. It's the media. Our people don't know anything about the history of Imo people. They don't even know. And you have to know. They don't even know. So the problem is not about our people being wicked. No, we are very kindly people. We are God-fearing people. But the problem is the information. We don't have. We don't know where we're going. So if you don't know where you are from, how can you know where you're going?
That is the problem. That is true.
So I thank you very much, and our sister dear Chidera, and everybody that is supporting this media. I've been following this radio from the day I heard it. I find it myself. Nobody tell me, because I've been searching about how can we change this where we are. We are in a very good mess, big mess.
Yes.
So I thank God for you, Nandi. You will live long and see the benefit of what you've done. You have done a very, very, very good thing for our life. I hope very people will change, but they need time. Just keep on spreading the news. Don't be afraid, Nandi. Don't be afraid. You might meet so many things on your way, but you have to be serious and be very, very powerful, and because God is with you, I hope. So God bless you and bless our people all over the world.
Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you for calling. Thank you, and God bless you too. Yes, Chidera, go ahead.
Yes, I just want to add to what our brother, the last caller, said. It's very true, because the media is very, very important, because these people, they castigate us all the time and talk about negative things about Igbos, which most of them are not even true. They keep saying that we like money. If you want to test, if you want to know if an Igbo man is actually dead or not, if you put money near him and if he doesn't resurrect, you know, all those things. Though when you tell a reverse man that he's Igbo, he will tell you he's not Igbo. But those people, they know. In their heart of heart, they know that they're Igbos. How can you say you're not Igbo when your name is Chijoku, your name is Chibike? You know, if I speak Igbo to you, understand that you're saying you're not Igbo. No, they know. It's just that they don't want to associate themselves with us.
Because of what they've been told, the lies they've been told. No, only some of them, though. We have our brother Eaton. You heard him, he called a few days ago from Georgia. There are plenty of them like that. Bilie Human Rights Initiative Board of Trustees, when they were constituting it, the people from Akwa Ibom said no. The largest contingent that comes to our meeting at Owerri, 90 Wedral Road, Owerri, are people from Akwa Ibom. They are our people. If they are, you see, people say, oh, Hapo, how they betrayed us during the war. Who told you they betrayed you during the war? The people that betrayed you, we don't want to name names, because we don't want their families to be lynched. They gave them money in England. The same thing MASOP is doing now. You give money for Biafra, people use it for something else. That is why I said to all of you, hold us to account. And the more difficult the question is, the better. Because when we answer the question, you know we are honest people. We are incorruptible, uncompromisable. We are whiter than white and whiter than snow. This is Radio Biafra. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are, please. We are broadcasting from Bristol in Virginia, USA.
My name is Sando from Ogun State.
Your name is?
My name is Sando from Ogun State.
Your name cannot be Sunday. What is your father's name? Ah, Papa Gawogene.
Okay, I'm working.
You want your bed?
I'm going to go to sleep.
I'm going to go to sleep. Go ahead, go ahead. This is Radio Biafra, your own Radio Biafra. Go ahead. You see, all you want buying in a bar is in a Ebonyi State in a bar is Zambo. All you want buying in a bar is all you need to get here in a pool. I in a bar, I'm going to transmit with your sources. So, could no one deny no long we can get radio Biafra? I'm going to say, keep it up. We can do more than the Bina Lab because I'm about to say, I'm going 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 to Na bugem bugbo ni nende awusa na agba ihu na ha megidere anyi n'ihi nka bi komo na ranalu sike na asibi ko wo munne ge bo wala hanana labeke si ha gbakata aka nwike wetru ni igwe na ejagbasa ozi ọbụ transmitter ka a na-akpọ ya anyị si ebe a na-agbasa ozi ụmụnna anyị unu nwanne n'ụlọ n'enwe ike na-enweta ya. Ndewo, ndewo, ndewo nwanne ọma, ndewo. Do we have a caller on Skype?
India.
From India. Aha gị ọ bụ gịnị? What's your name?
India, my name is Okechukwu. I've been calling you for past, even when you're in US, I've been calling. So I don't know. My name is Okechukwu, and then I'm here from Imo State alone.
That is so, a lot of people call Radio Biafra. I'm sorry if we don't remember you. I'm very sorry. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I want to thank you and my sister Chidera and the good work people are doing, because you know, in the issue of states of Biafra, some people don't know what Biafra is all about. Biafra is the thing of one another. We love each other. After only 409 Wakadibo. And any part of the world is in this world, you don't say Igbo man, get out of that land, because nothing good can come out of that land. That is one thing in Igbo men. Even after the war, the Nigerian government rendered us, maybe they tried to render us useless and make sure that nothing like Igbo existed again in the world. But I think today we are surprised that maybe we have woke up again and we are trying to grab the power as our own power. But we are finding that how and who have all the kind of people I now have in my shoshet in life again. That is why we are trying to go back and start our own life, the way God created us, being a different people. And maybe a lot of people in Dubai, not all over the world, they have the money, they have everything it takes to just start to make this Biafra to stand today. But who can tell the match? How do Dr. Mandel have started this journey? I want to see a story.
Yes, there is a car alarm going off. Please, we may have to take a very short break. It stopped now. It's an alarm. Every hair cars are alarmed, so that could be the problem. But we are welcoming everybody back, please. And we do apologize for that. Let us attempt to go and take this call and see who it is that is calling us. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very loud and clear. Nandi, it is me, Michael Rajan, from Abuja, Gimorumba, South Local Government Area of Anambra State.
Good man, go ahead.
I'm calling, there is something you said about our Ibom people. I want to make it very clear to the whole world. Our Ibom people and the Calabar people are the same thing with us.
Yes.
There is one of them that is a get man in my community, Nandi. This guy came to our place over 20 years. He has not gone back. He is going to visit their people and come back. I went to 2011, and he said to me that what is seen in Anambra State and in our local government area is now baffling. That one thing you don't know is that the Hausa people have sent their brothers and sisters to come and mastermind all the roads and cities and the villages in Anambra in Anibo. So when he said this thing, I was shocked. I have never heard such a thing from a so-called pure Igbo and superior Igbo. It is somebody, that man was telling me that we have to be very prepared, because they are coming here not only to do get man, they are coming here to watch and mastermind all the roads, all the streets, how everything goes.
Yes.
Because the last time they don't know how to go in, but this time they are preparing themselves very strongly. And as I look at the event of the days, I see the way they are bringing in things in order to destroy us. Because it is those they call the great men that our brothers and sisters throw their lives into. We need the next attack. This is what I want to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. That is true. They are coming to Islamize us. Let us tell you might be staying in New York, yapping away, or you stay somewhere in the world, doing I don't care. If they told you 5 years ago that kidnappers will stop you from visiting your village, you won't believe it. Today is happening. Some people say, oh, bikunu patana mama, bring my parents abroad, let them stay with me. I'm a kidnapper. The Hausas are coming. They are in a Ebonyi State already. They are coming and they will take over our land by force and they will convert us into Islam. Because we are sleeping. Because we couldn't afford a transmitter. This is Radio Biafra. Let us go and take this call. Please, please, please do bear with us. Let's take this call. Your name and where you're calling from, please. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Hello, Nand. This is Stephen.
Stephen, what is your surname?
Stephen Ojinaka.
Yes, Stephen Ojinaka. Yes,
I'm calling from Bedford, UK.
From Bedford in United Kingdom.
Yes, but I'm from Olo.
Yes.
Let us not have biased mind about Calabar people and the Akwaibom. Those people are our brothers. They don't have any, because you know, if since Biafra began, what's their contributions? Whenever any of them calls, what they say, they go to the fact. These people are more evils, you know what I mean, more Biafrans than many people that call themselves evil people.
That's correct, I agree with you.
They are I'm from Akwaibom. My father-in-law, if you want to make that man happy, he's a veteran, he's still alive. If you want him to be happy, talk about Biafra. Talk about Biafra war. That Biafra war, your recent experience, is this man's university. He worked at an artillery. This man was a very prominent mechanic in Port Harcourt. So, many people know him, he's got him took. But they know he's no longer, his children are not taking over the something. So, this man told us how, during the time of Saruwa, what the Hausas did to Ogoni people. His customers used to be for those Ogoni chiefs. But during the incident of Saruwa, the Hausas killed a lot of Ogoni chiefs that are this man's customers, and he stopped seeing them. So, when people are so biased about, we must not be talking, calling after many people are calling, and their contribution is bullshit. Many veterans call, one call from us, and say that our people is mass grave. One call from the United States of America, and say that we are talking rubbish, we are wasting our time. So it's not people that call that matter. It is what all the whole time people called from Akwaibom. Look at their contribution. They are more Biafras than us. Yeah. So let these people not have their last mind about this thing. This is only what I want to say. Let them not talk to us. What everyone to be calling. We should be calling every day. So let them not have bias or be afraid of bias. No. That one is very far from the truth. That's only what I want to say. But God bless you there and the children.
Amen. Thank you very much. I like that. Of course, they are very strong. Do we have you on Skype? The caller on Skype, give us your name, your full name, where you come from, and where you are calling from now, please. Are you there? We have a caller on Skype. Are you there? No, they are not there. They are not there. They are sleeping on duty. How can we rely on people who are sleeping on duty? It is not acceptable. This is Radio Biafra by way of recap. We are looking on this very day to run our twice daily broadcast as usual. I may be tired, but the work of Biafra cannot wait. We must continue to preach this gospel. We must continue to enthuse. We must continue to energize, to enlighten, to educate, and to inform our people, because that is the only thing for us to do. We have nothing else to offer our people but to make sure that the coming of Biafra is one that is imminent. We don't want to be talking every blessed day we are on the same issue. Biafra, Sekwa Biafra saying is coming, is not coming. No, we don't want that. We want Biafra to be with us today, not even tomorrow. You, the listeners, those at work, even the people with Biafra at heart, in truth and honesty, will help in this pursuit, will help in the accomplishment of Biafra, and we are counting on all of you. Biafra belongs, it doesn't belong to me. It doesn't belong to editorial board of Radio Biafra. It belongs to each and every one of us. And it is our duty to make it happen. If you don't like what we are doing and you have something better, please come and suggest it and we'll adopt it. every program that Radio Biafra has, every program being pursued by Bilie Human Rights Initiative, have always been suggested by the people. Always by the people. Nothing is original to us. Everything we tell you is what we have learned from you. And this is Radio Biafra. We're welcoming you from wherever you are. If you're joining us for the very first time, please also know that we are on Facebook. All you need to do is to go and put in Radio Biafra London, where you search for your friends on Facebook. If you are there, you add your friends. Whilst we are waiting for transmitter, I can't understand why people have time in their hands, but they can't sit down to add their friends to Radio Biafra Facebook page. If you don't know how to do it, you ask. You write in, and then somebody somewhere will tell you what to do. We are reporting today that a federal high court in Abuja was asked to order the federal government of Nigeria to arrest and surrender to the International Criminal Court Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir. This came as the same United Kingdom that supposed to go on to kill us, that now looking for people who committed crimes against humanity, not even genocide. Because everything has grade. You have crimes against humanity if you kill a few people, as it happened in Rwanda and in Liberia. Then there is what is called genocide, industrial scale, that is killing en masse, the type that Nigerian government gave us between 67 and 1970, led by Gowon and the wicked family of Awolowo. When people tell me that, oh my goodness me, anyway. And there is a final one which is called Holocaust. Holocaust is when there is a concerted effort to wipe away a race. We fall in the middle one. We call it genocide for the simple reason that no camps were built. There was no orchestrated machinery seeking to exterminate us, but they came very close to that. This man is in Nigeria. Al-Bashir is the president of Sudan. He arrived at Nnamdi Azikiwe International Airport in Abuja on Sunday, where the Minister of Police Affairs, Caleb Olubolade, received him on behalf of President Goodluck Jonathan. Barely 24 hours after his arrival, a coalition of non-governmental organizations... Where are these non-governmental organizations when it comes to the issue of Biafra? And believe it or not, there are Igbo people in these non-governmental groups. Why are they not talking about their own people killed by Gowon? We'll come to that later. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, good day, Nandi. This is Ugochukwu. I'm calling from Fort Worth, Texas.
Yes, Ugochukwu, go ahead.
I just want to say, because I like the program, I just want to welcome you anyway. Let me start by thanking you and welcoming you back to the U.S.
Thank you.
Yeah, and then to Chidera also for giving back to work.
Getting back to work.
I want to say, because all these things we are saying, as I always talk about, the main thing, our number one issue, as people always to say today, is transmitter. Because as I told you, as you know, you are aware, I used to talk with some priests back home. And then they are telling me that for them to do anything now, because for them to talk, people that are talking, they have to be aware of what is going on, because them themselves, they are having limited knowledge of what they are going to talk about to ginger people. So our main issue, we should be more concerned, is transmitting information, because our people lack knowledge. We don't know where we are going, where we are from. We don't even know where we are going. So the best thing, if our time goes on, we should keep up all of us up to date of how much we have raised from the transmitter, so that we ginger people also to be making donations, because that's what we want. Because if all this we are seeing on air, people don't have access to radio, people can get access to it or from their radio back home. It's like we are just that business about the bush. Nothing is going, the information is not being passed. Because once they get the information of what is going on, all these governors or politicians, they run away. Because everybody will be a police, and everybody, that's where our revolution starts. People are aware of what is going on, because they are being some of my friends, when I tell them, they said, man, start reading books about Biafra to get information on what is going on.
they don't, most of them don't know, because Biafra is a hidden agenda. But now we are bringing it back to life. So, as I said, please let us encourage ourselves, everybody, the rich and the poor, and no matter how much, even if it's $1 you have or one naira or whatever, that kind of mind goes to Wasadi. Let us bring, come out in mass, try to contribute so that, because we, as we, I said, we wait for the rich. They don't want to help, but I'll bring them back. I said yesterday, and I know what I'm saying. I said, I just give them time. Then I'll pray for them that their money, they're stuck in bank. They don't want to bring it out. It will disappear.
Yes, thank
it,
you.
Because if you have money, can't help people, it's useless. So thank you, my brother.
Thank you.
Thank you, my brother.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, what Ugochukwu said is true. If you have money and you can't make use of it, then it's useless. It's not by putting it in the bank and it's going to accrue your interest and get more. No, you have to make use of it. You have to be productive with the one you already have. Remember the book of Matthew, I think chapter 10, thereabouts, or 25, either 10 or 25, the parable of the talents. One was given 10, another one was given 5, and one was given 1. So the one that was given a talent didn't want to make use of it. He said that others were given more than he was given, so he went and buried his talent. This is exactly what our people are doing. You're there, you're listening to Radio Biafra, you're in New York, you cannot make any contribution, you are hiding your talent. That's what you're doing. And what did the Lord do when he came back? He praised the people that were productive, the people that wanted, the person that was given 5 talents, he made use of it and got 5 more, which is 10. The one that had 10 got 10 more, which is 20. But the one that had 1 didn't make use of it. He buried it in the ground. And what did the Lord do to him? He took back even that one and gave to the people that were productive. So I'm praying that this doesn't happen to you that has your money there in your bank sleeping and you don't want to bring it out to serve your people. I'm just praying that the much that you have, I don't want to say little, because there are some of us here in the United States that are very comfortable. Clifford Iran, it's been more than 1 week. He said that he needs 99 more people. Up to now, we are still looking for 99. No, if not even a single soul. Yes, we know Ugochukwu has made a pledge. How about the other people that are very, very comfortable? What are they doing? I'm just praying that the much that you have will not be taken from you, because that is the judgment for anyone who is not productive. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. People are asking there. This is Radio Biafra. People must know that we don't lie. People are asking, when are we going to New York? We planned to go to New York, but we can't go to New York because we don't have Biafrans in New York. Biafrans are not in New York. There are nobody there to host Radio Biafra. That is the truth of the matter. We can't lie. We're not into propaganda. There's nobody in New York to host Radio Biafra. Nobody at all, at all, at all. If everybody had Ugochukwu yesterday, Ugochukwu went to his house. Ugochukwu said all he's got you told people yesterday is $2,700 in his account. Is it $2,500 in his account? He's going to give almost a quarter of that to radio to buy a transmitter. We went to Gotuku's house and he looked after us excellently well. And we did broadcast from his place. For those of you that followed the program at Dallas Fort Worth, we were at Gotuku, this same young man that called now, we were at his place. You don't have to be a multi-billionaire. If you're sleeping on the ground, we sleep there. We are freedom fighters. We are not businessmen or politicians looking for big hotel to sleep in or name a guy. We are here to serve our people. If you want, you can try us. There was a veteran that called yesterday and said he moved to a new place in Canada, that he was sleeping on the floor. I told my people that, tell him if he wants to know who we are, he should invite us. We'll go there. If we have to broadcast from the floor, we broadcast from the floor. If that is where you sleep, we'll sleep there with you. If your wife has driven you out and you're sleeping in the kitchen, we go to your kitchen and broadcast from there. We go to your garage and sleep with you. And stay there and broadcast to our people. Time for showing off and guy is going to come. Only when Biafra comes. When Biafra comes in Yawisi, in Mewoponga, but before Biafra, you are nothing but a humble servant of the people. Anywhere the message takes you, you go. Jonah said he wasn't going to go before. They gave him a bed in a boat. He said no, he won't go. But he went there in the belly of a shark. by force. This is Radio Biafra, please. And Valentine, my dear brother, you asked me, you said, please, Nnamdi, when will you be going to New York so that I can confirm with my big uncle? Tell your big uncle that we don't have anybody to host us in New York. If he's capable, then he should let us know that we are returning to London as quickly as possible. That also answers the question of our brother. One of our brothers also wrote in. He said he didn't give us his name. His name is not here. He said, please, I want to know, does it mean that nobody is hosting Radio Biafra at Virginia now? There is somebody hosting at Virginia, but they went to work. Here they have to work 24/7. Here now is afternoon in Virginia. You've not heard the name that is hosting. No, you cannot hear until they declare their intention for us to mention their names. We won't. People don't know what is happening in America. When I keep talking about America, people don't understand what is happening here. You have to come and see for yourself. This is Radio Biafra. We're bringing the program to a close very shortly. I don't know if we have our Skype back. It did go down a short while ago. Please, Chidera, we know that we normally run up until 9 p.m. in Biafra land time. Our Viber is Uche, you're informing me that somebody is calling on Viber. Somebody is calling on Viber, and that Viber is working. We'll try and look into it for the second segment and subsequent broadcast from here. That Viber is working, yes. We'll try and look into it. It's not ringing out where we are. We'll try and find out what the problem is. We are also informing everybody to join us in 3 hours' time, please. In 3 hours' time, you join us. Wherever you are, please tell your friends. Tell them to listen. If you don't know how to do it, do you know that you can inbox Radio Biafra broadcast to people? You can send it to their inboxes, send it to them as message attachments via email. Do you know you can do that? If you want, you will be shown. I think Chidera will spend some time online later on showing people how it is done. Carol Monde can also help to show you. So can Uche Mefo. If you go to Radio Biafra London Facebook page and ask, how do I send clips of Radio Biafra broadcast to my friends' inbox? They will show you how to do it. So all your friends on Facebook that you want to hear about Radio Biafra, you can go and message them so they can listen. That no one may come back and say, I was not told. Nobody told me. This is Radio Biafra. Please do not forget to rejoin us in the next 3 hours. That will be 12 midnight in Biafra land and 12 midnight in London. What time will it be here, please? 3 hours' time?
It's going to be 7.
7 p.m. here in the evening.
Yes.
7 p.m. in the evening here in Bristol, in Virginia. It's a wonderful part of the world. But my assurance to everybody is that the people who are going to pilot the affairs of Biafra will build a wonderful country to rival this one we're in. We thank you very much for listening to us today. And Chidera, what do you have to say to them, please?
Thank you, wonderful people of Biafra, for listening to this segment of the broadcast. And we are asking you to come back in 3 hours for the second segment of the broadcast. Thank you.
And God bless you all, wherever you are. My name is Kano, and we by God willing, I'm very tired, I must say. I'll try and get some sleep. We'll be back here again in 3 hours' time, 7 p.m. here in Bristol, Virginia, 12 midnight in Biafra land, and 12 midnight in London. Thank you very much, and God bless all of you.
megani boji bojuku magani beno wasina chia dimma ibeno wasina chia dimma ibeno wasina chia dimma ibeno wasina chia dimma
Even though I see not yet, 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 even